This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jimmy Butler. You're listening to the Hockman and Crowder Show, your home for guts and culture.
That's funny. I don't even recall him ever doing that.
Oh, you're going to hear all of them today, Hawk. You're going to hear all of them today.
What does that guy know about guts?
I got to tell you. So, and yesterday, I think, you know, Crowder was doing a good job hating on Jimmy Butler. And I think you and I were being realists and defending his tenure with the Heat. I was so disgusted with him last night that I want to go back and withdraw every nice thing that I said about him yesterday. Not that I said nice things, but I was trying to be a realist about his tenure with the Heat. Now, you remember, Crowder's off today, by the way. He is in New York. He is taping a Pivot podcast. I know with whom. It's a good one, and it's worth him missing the show. They'll have a good Pivot episode coming up soon. I was really clear, I think, at the end of Jimmy Butler's tenure here in Miami that I thought he left in a small fashion. I used that term over and over again. He's going out small. And I believed that. And I believed it then. But he got what he wanted. And I expected last night to be a healing, amending moment between the organization and Jimmy and the fan base. And the Heat really did their part. And the fans did their part too. And Jimmy went smaller. And I'm not even talking about just his play on the court, because his play on the court was small. He stunk. Although, you listen to some of the pundits, you know, if you had teammates out there who were hitting shots, it may not have looked as bad as it looked last night. But regardless, I'm not giving him any benefit of the doubt. I thought it was an awful look for Jimmy last night, in my opinion. He had numerous opportunities to dap up teammates. Like, his teammates didn't, like, his... I'm going to get annoyed talking about this. Like, you're pretending your teammates don't exist. Your former teammates don't exist. In fact, the Heat did a masterful job trolling Jimmy last night. Did you see the social media post from the Heat with Andrew Wiggins dapping up all his old teammates?
Nothing better than a
Nothing
former player.
Nothing better than seeing your former teammates, your former coaches. Jimmy Butler last night had an opportunity to say hello to Pat Riley, Mickey Arison. Listen, you get what you want. And like we tried to do yesterday on the show is You compartmentalize and you go, okay, maybe there was some rough stuff at the end, but in totality, there was a great relationship for a while. And it really benefited him. I really believe it benefited him. I'm not saying it didn't benefit the Heat because we went to two NBA finals. We had a magical season where the Heat and the Panthers were in the finals at the same time. I mean, it was like we had great times. I just thought he was small yesterday by ignoring his teammates, ignoring Spo, ignoring Riley, ignoring Arison, giving a cursory little whatever to the fans, and then walking off the court when it was over. And I just thought it was remarkably small for a guy who benefited from being here and who ended up getting what he wanted at the end. So I was a little perplexed by him yesterday.
Any thought that this was only between Jimmy and Pat was answered immediately yesterday. Hawk, have you ever seen, and look, I never look for this stuff, but I've been at every Heat home game for the past 3 years. I've never seen Jimmy Butler walk over to a national broadcast booth where they are courtside and dap up. He dapped up yesterday when he walked out onto the court. Reggie Miller and Spiro Dedis, your boy, sit next to Mickey Arison every game. Every time there's a national TV broadcast, it's Mickey Arison, courtside, and then the national TV broadcasters. Have you ever seen Jimmy Butler? Maybe I'm wrong. Have you ever seen Jimmy Butler go dap up Spiro Dedis and Reggie Miller before a game and then not even look towards Mickey Arison? I knew right then and there how this would transpire. Jimmy Butler, we should not be surprised because this is who he is. This is who he has been, and we all got caught up in the moment because you're right, it benefited the Heat, and we bought into Jimmy was perfect for Heat culture. Heat culture was perfect for Jimmy, but once again, he proved who he is, and we don't love who he is. Sports fans typically don't love who he is.
I was very disappointed. Very disappointed because I do love him. He's one of my favorite NBA players of all time because of his attitude and the way that he does approach the game and attacks. I was just so disappointed. What really set me off, so I was watching last night on TNT and Taylor Rooks had this report and she asked him if he was going to greet or talk with Pat Riley. And his response was, I have nothing to say to Pat, and Pat better have nothing to say to me. And I was like, what? Like what? Pat better not have anything to say to me? Are you bleeping kidding me? So, I was really, there was a feeling, I'm sure you had it in the arena last night. It felt like a throwback where the Heat walk in, handle their business. Like something about last night just felt great. I got all my prognostications wrong. I had Tyler Hero over 22 and a half. He ended with 20. I wanted to kill him. this was the classic rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of game that went the wrong way. And I thought Bam, if anyone, Bam's just not going to have that kind of game. This isn't the kind of game that he thrives on. I mean, that dude was a beast. Butler, I mean, what was he, 1 of 7 to start the game or 1 of 6 to start the game?
He made his first shot and then missed his next 4, had 9 points in the third quarter, but he ended 5 of 12.
And your guy, Davion Mitchell, hit the over. You said it right
hit
on the show.
Over. I was almost perfect yesterday. I said, bet the Jimmy under. I don't see him coming out with one of these revenge performances. I just don't buy into it. Davion Mitchell's built for games like this, Hawk. That dude has culture flowing through every fiber of his being. And I had Andrew Wiggins going over. He did not. He only had 10 points. But I went 2 of 3 yesterday.
I had a parlay. So you talked me into Andrew Wiggins. So on the air, I had told you Tyler Hero is my bet. But then I put a tiny little parlay in. You know who talked me into it? Shaq. Jackass. In the pregame, he said he's going for 40. That Jimmy's going for 40. He sees the way that he's locked in and how aggressive he's going to be. And so I did a parlay of Butler 40 or over and the Andrew Wiggins over. And Butler was so close to hitting that 40 spot. I was almost cashing a big ticket. So, but yeah, I was disappointed. I do think, who was it? It was Steve Kerr talking about it postgame, where he was like, hey, this was not like enemy territory. It didn't feel that way. And it didn't. It certainly didn't appear that way on television. And it looked, again, surprisingly, a lot of cheers. Now, the Heat kind of laid that up there, though. They gave him a tribute video leading into his introduction. So that you know, it kind of led into more cheers than I think he would have gotten had they just introduced him.
Well, it also would have been awkward. I think the Heat nailed it by doing it before the game, because every time Jimmy touched the ball, I don't know how it, you know, transpired over the television broadcast, but there was significant boos every time throughout the game he touched the ball. Imagine, Hawk, you do a tribute video right before the second quarter when he's been booed throughout the entire first. It just wouldn't hit the same. So I thought it was the right way to do it.
I do make a delineation between that, though, because that's good sport. I like that, because you can respect a player's game but boo them every time they touch the ball. I think that happens to be very good fandom when it comes to sport in itself, because you see that, you know, where someone who you just respect their game, but every time they touch the ball, you're going to boo them because they're on your home court. But I thought what happened was the Heat kind of stacked the deck in his favor in the introduction. The introduction is where you would have gotten the money shot, in my estimation. That's the one that would have gone viral. But the Heat kind of stacked the deck in his favor, because they showed all these great things that he did, you know, when he was with the Heat. And it's like, Jimmy Butler. So now you're kind of caught up in the air. So I think a lot of people ended up cheering when maybe there would have been more boos and jeering. But regardless, the Heat won last night. I was thrilled that Jimmy had to walk off the court. I did not like the way he carried himself. Yeah. I thought he was going to be the kind of guy who kind of said, all right, water under the bridge. We had our time. Nothing over, like, you know, not overly emotional hugs and I miss you, Coach Spo, and all that stuff. Well, fist bump, a dap, like nothing. I mean, weak sauce, in my opinion.
Yeah, man. I mean,
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't realize how personal it was at first when he was first suspended between him and the rest of that locker room. And I think both sides navigated those waters well publicly in terms of the Heat player and Jimmy Butler with those guys as well. But I think we got a pretty good look yesterday into, I think, animosity between the Heat and Jimmy Butler. That locker room, Hawk, they feel like he betrayed them, like he quit on
them.
Well,
he obviously did, because there was no love lost whatsoever.
It
was weird to me.
He did, but there can be that delineation of a locker room saying, hey, this is business, nothing more than that. I think we learned yesterday, no. This went a little bit deeper. Clearly, he has some hard feelings, and clearly the Heat, Bam and Tyler, I think they showed you pretty well yesterday. There's still some hard feelings there also.
But I think theirs was more basketball related. I was really disappointed in him. It was not
after the game
what I expected. I thought it was just absolute, like, even, okay, I'll give you that. So if you don't want to do, you know, you walk out there though for the tip off though, generally you're going to say hello to everybody, you know, like even that was weak. I think he said, hello, who was start? Was it Alec Burks that was in the starting lineup?
Alec Burks initiated it, though. So Alec Burks came over.
But that was it. Like, that was the only guy that, yeah.
And there's a video he posted pregame when he was out there for a shoot around of giving Kevin Love a hug. But
that I saw.
Hawk, it's sad. He went to war with Tyler Hero.
That's the
Bam Adebayo.
Right.
Eric Spoelstra has praised him the last couple days. And he talked about the great memories. He talked about pregame, a picture of him and Jimmy in the bubble that he'll never forget. He doesn't even know who took it. Nobody from Spo, Tyler, Bam, nobody came out and trashed Jimmy publicly. Nobody.
Everyone took the high road since he's been gone. Now, when he was here and not participating, they took a rough stance on him. Those suspension press releases.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Were rough. But since he's been gone, I thought the Heat took the high road on everything. I thought they took the high road last night.
Even after he was traded, there was some stuff leaked through local media, national media on both sides. It got ugly, man. It did. But again, I don't think Tyler Hero or Bam Adebayo are leaking that information. No. Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, the entire time I was there at shoot-arounds and at practices where they're talking about, hey, man, he's got to do what's best for him and his family. He's got to do what's best for him. It's a business. At the end of the day, we just got to come here and stay together. Like, nobody in that Heat locker room ripped Jimmy Butler. So I was surprised yesterday after the game, not even to come and just quick dap up, man, like, hey, good game. Good to see you. Nothing.
Disappointing. Small.